Can say the same thing on there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shuk's Moraiva of Psy. It's a tremendous schuss to be here together with you this morning. I'd like to thank Start Your Thing Right Away for inviting me. We've all been moved, inspired, touched by the beauty, the magic, the majesty of a Shabbos. What creates that sense of beauty, magic, and majesty? The answer is found in two mitzvos. The mitzvah of kavod and oneg, honoring the Shabbos and delighting in the Shabbos. And the makor, the source for these mitzvos, is Yeshayahu Perek Nun Ches, where the Navi reinforces the mitzvah of Shabbos observance, of Shmirah Shabbos, and says, V'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, pasuk we're all familiar with, you shall proclaim the Shabbos a delight, enjoy it, Kvod Hashem, excuse me, the Karasal Shabbos Oneg, proclaim the Shabbos delight, Likdosh Hashem Mechubad, and the day that is Kadosh, that is holy to Hashem, shall be honored, respected, dignified. The mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg. And the Rambam, in the last parak of Hilchos Shabbos, parak Lamed, so eloquently and elegantly is magdir these mitzvos. He describes them, he formulates them, brings down Chazal, many different Gemaras and Shabbos and elsewhere. Tell us how these mitzvos are observed. So Bereshischem, this morning, I'd like to look together with you at a number of halachos in the Rambam in that last chapter of Hilchos Shabbos Periklam. And the Rambam begins, Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. Four things were said about Shabbos. Shnayim Min HaTorah U'Shnayim Min Divrei Sofrim. Two of them, or really two categories of Shabbos observance, are Min HaTorah, and two categories are Min Divrei Sofrim. For our purposes here this morning, we'll just say Min Derabbanan. Of course, as you are all well aware, when the Rambam uses Min Divrei Sofrim, there's much written on it, there's much ink that's been spilled as to what the Kavanah of the Rambam is when he uses Min Divrei Sofrim. And then it continues and says, V'hein Mifurashin Alidei HaNeviim. These two categories of mitzvos that are Min Derabbanan have been explained by the Nevi'im. Again, we'll come back in a moment to what exactly the Rambam means by they've been explained or stated explicitly. Shabbat Torah Zachor V'Shamur. The two categories of Shmirah Shabbos that are Min HaTorah are the mitzvos of Zachor V'Shamur. Zachor, of course, is the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos, to make mention of the Shabbos. We do that by making Kiddush, Zachreyu Alayayin. Although the Achronim explain that even just making mention, maybe even wishing someone a good Shabbos, is a kiyum of Zechira Shabbos. There's a shiloh whether we are mekayim the mitzvah only when Shabbos enters through Kiddush, or maybe even Min HaTorah when we take leave of Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos. According to the Rambam, it's b'knisaso, that we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos when it enters and when it takes leave. And so the mitzvah of Havdalah is a kiyum of Zechira Shabbos, according to the Rambam. Very pertinent to our discussion this morning, the Rambam continues and says, "V'nis parshu al yedei hanaviim kavod va'oneg." And it was explained, made explicit through the Nevi'im, this other category, this category of kavod and oneg. So, Min HaTorah, we have Zachor v'Shamor. Zachor are the positive mitzvos of Shabbos. Shamor, of course, refers to the Surei Malacha, the negative prohibitions. And then, through the Nevi'im explained, the Rambam continues, the mitzvos of Kavod and Oneg. Now, very interesting lashon. What does the Rambam mean when he says, V'nis parshu alidei ha-Nevi'im? That Kavod and Oneg, honoring the Shabbos and delighting the Shabbos, were explained by the Nevi'im. So the Achronim ask, maybe it should say, they were enacted, right? They made a takana, tignu, chacham. Tiknu Hanavi. The Rambam should use such a lashon, or maybe kavu that they established. What's this lashon? Vinis parshu. So the Achronim explain that what it means is that the Nevi'im and Chazal came and reinforced the mitzvos min HaTorah of Shamor and Zachor. Be Because Shabbos isn't just about Yisurei Melacha. Thou shalt not, don't do this. But Shabbos is about an atmosphere. It's about an environment. And in order to enhance the Shabbos, and in order to reinforce Shmira Shabbos, Yachonim explained, the Rambam is telling us that the Nevi'im instituted Kavod and Onen almost as an extension of the mitzvos of Zachor v'Shamor. This, of course, stims very nicely with the Shitas HaRamban. The Ramban, of course, in his Perush al Torah, as well as in his Drasha for Rosh Hashanah, discusses the mitzvah of Shabbason, that is the mitzvah of Shvita, Min HaTorah, to rest, to experience something. So Menachem Mendel point out that this is the Kavod of the Rambam here, when he says, V'nisparshu al yidei hanaviim, Kavod va'oneg, that Kavod and Oneg, it's really a key of the mitzvah of Min HaTorah, of Shamor v'Zachor. It's really an extension that the Nevi'im are enhancing what Shabbos is in order to reinforce Shemir Shabbos. And the Rambam continues and writes, Shneamar, he brings the pasuk, V'karas al Shabbos Oneg, that of course is the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. V'ligdosh Hashem Mechuba, Gdosh Hashem Mechuba, as we read, Yishayam Ches, that's the mitzvah of showing Kavod. Now what's the difference between Kavod and Oneg? And it's interesting, the way the pasuk formulates it, first comes Oneg, V'karasal HaShabbos Oneg, and then the pasuk continues, L'gdosh Hashem Mechubat. So first comes Oneg, and then comes Kavod. But as we'll see in a moment, the Rambam formulates it differently. The Rambam begins with the mitzvah of Kavod, and then he goes into a discussion of Oneg. So what's the difference between Kavod and Oneg? Why does the Rambam begin with Kavod and then continue with Oneg? That's Pshat the Rambam, is the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, the Biur HaGra, or a Chaim Siman Tof Kuf Chof Tes. The Gra explains the difference between Kavod and Oneg. It says that Kavod are the things we do before Shabbos begins. The things we do to prepare for Shabbos, to honor Shabbos, to make it special. Things like bathing and dressing in our fine clothes, cleaning the home, setting the table, making the beds. We'll touch on this morning if the Shabbos candles is a kiyum in the mitzvah of Kavod, or maybe the mitzvah of Oneg, or maybe according to the Rambam, both. And the line nafkamina, we'll see in a moment. But the Vilna Gaon gives the best pshat and explains that Kavod is everything that we do before Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos and to create that environment, to create that atmosphere. Oneg, says the Gaon, is what we experience on Shabbos itself. It's the eating, it's the drinking. According to the Yerushalmi, it's even taking a shluf, taking a nap. It's the things we do that make the experience of Shabbos so sweet, so pleasant, so beautiful. But it's what we do on Shabbos itself. Now, of course, in order to be able to enjoy the Shabbos, to experience Oneg, you have to do your proper preparation. You have to have kavod, right? So, interestingly, when the Rambam will begin talking about Oneg, he'll start with doing the shopping and cooking the food. I might say, wait a minute, that sounds like kavod, but here he's describing it as Oneg. But the answer is, you can't enjoy if you don't prepare. So maybe even some of the preparation is a kiyum of Oneg, of enjoying. Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos yochal b'Shabbos, Chazal said. If you want to enjoy Shabbos, you have to work a little bit. So the Rambam begins in Halacha Beis, Ezu Kavod, describing what is Kavod, honoring Shabbos, creating that atmosphere. Zeh shamru chachamim shemitzvah al adam, lechotz panav yadav v'raglav. Person minimally has to wash his face, feet, and hands. Lechamin be'er Shabbos, with warm water on Shabbos. Mitnei kvod ha-Shabbos, out of honoring the Shabbos. U'misateik betzitzis, and he should wrap himself in his talis. The Yoshe Bekovid Rosh, Yachel Akbalas Pnei HaShabbos. The Moshe Uyotzeli Kras HaMelech. You should sit there, Kovid Rosh, pensively, in order to greet the Shabbos as one would go out to greet the king. This, of course, is based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Hei, which describes how Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai would bathe, would wash his face, feet, and hands in warm water before Shabbos, wrap himself in a talis, sit there in thought, quietly, pensively, In deep meditation, waiting to greet the Shabbos, Kimalach Hashem Tzvakos, the Gemara says, he appeared like an angel. And the Rambam continues, and by the way, this whole idea of putting on the talis, you've been to Eretz Yisrael, and you've seen maybe the Taimanim, the Yemenites, they do this. Adayom Hazeh, like this Rambam, like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, they go to shul Friday night, wrapped in their talisim. The Rambam continues, and he writes, V'chachamim HaRishonim Hayu Mekabtzim Talmidei Be'erev Shabbos U'Misatfim. The early Chachamim would gather together their Talmidim on Erev Shabbos, and they would wrap themselves in the Talesim V'Omrim, and they would say, Bo V'Neitzeli Kras Shabbos HaMelech, in the Lashon of the Rambam. Come, let us greet the Sabbath King. Interestingly, the Rambam in this halacha refers to the king. We're going to greet the king. We have to prepare ourselves accordingly as if we're going to greet the king. We have to wash, we have to dress, etc. Now, you know, here in the UK, you can very well relate to the idea of a king or a queen. It's difficult for us that come from the United States, and even those of us who live in Eretz Yisrael, even though they call Bibi now King Bibi. But very difficult for us to relate to this concept of royalty. But certainly if you're going to see the queen, you'd want to prepare yourself, dress a certain way, take a shower, chulei chulei. It's interesting, the Rambam uses Lashon Likras Shabbos HaMelech. We're used to HaMalka. And that's actually the Lashon of the Gemara. And Daf Kuf Yutes, that's a Gemara that we have. It could be that the Rambam had a different girsa. Some suggest that the Rambam's girsa was Malka with an Aleph, which means the Melech, the king. But it's the same idea. But we're used to the idea of the Shabbos queen, the Shabbos bride. Alpi Kabbalah, it refers to the Shechina, the feminine aspect of the Shechina, of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we're receiving on Friday nights. The Rambam continues, Mikavod HaShabbos Sheilvash Ksus Nekiah, you're supposed to wear clean clothing. V'lo yel malbush hachok, malbush HaShabbos. The Gemara, on Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara, V'chivad Etov. Also, Yishayahu Perek Nun Ches, the Gemara says, Shelo yel mabushcha shel Shabbos, ki mabushcha shel Chol. Your clothing on Shabbos should be different than your clothing during the week. Now, this is interesting. Ve'im eilo lahachlif mishalshel taliso kidei shelo yel mabusho ki mabusha Chol. If a person doesn't have a special garment for Shabbos, the Rambam writes, he should roll up the hem of his garment, he should roll up his sleeves, he should make his clothing look a little different, in order to distinguish his clothing, that these are different clothing. This is not what he wears during the week. So if a person only has one garment, the Rambam says he should do something to change his garment, which is interesting. It's, maybe according to the Rambam, it's not enough just to have, you know, another suit for Shabbos. Maybe it should be a different kind of suit. Right? Maybe a person's garment should be a slightly different, slightly better quality. Maybe a different color. Maybe, you know, this is the makor for why, you know, there are those who wear a longer coat on Shabbos. Okay. So, in any case, the Rambam continues, and writes, Ezra tikkun shehu ha'am mechapsim b'chamishim mipnei kvod ha'Shabbos. Ezra instituted that the nation should wash their clothing, they should launder their clothing on Thursday, again, out of kavod Shabbos. So this is also, it's a kiyum. This is what the Rambam means when he says that the mitzvah of Zachor v'Shamor, right? That the Nevi'im, Ezra HaSofer, included, made enactments in order to enhance and preserve and protect Shamor V'Zachor. So the mitzvah of washing one's garments, showing kavod, ultimately enhances the Shabbos, wearing clean clothing. And that's important, because if you've learned Sefer Ezra V'Nechemyah, was initially one sefer. You see that there was tremendous assimilation, tremendous intermarriage, Kohanim marrying Gentile women, women that are prohibited to them. It's tremendous chilul Shabbos. The Navi describes how they turned Shabbos into a market day. So it's significant that Ezra made as one of his ten takanos in order to restore Klal Yisrael, Lachzir Atar LeYoshna. It's significant that he made a takana concerning Kavod Shabbos, again, in order to enhance and protect the sanctity, the Kedusha of a Shabbos. And as I said, take a look at Ezra Nehemiah. You see, it was tremendous Chilul Shabbos. You see what was going on when Ezra ben Nehemiah returned the Jewish people to the land of Israel. Not unlike what's going on today in Eretz Israel. You know, many of the challenges, and that's why for me, the Sefer Ezra ben Nehemiah is so interesting. So many of the challenges that they faced back then, the very same challenges that we face today in the land of Israel. I'm from Yerushalayim, by the way. It wasn't mentioned, so I'm just putting that out there. I'm sorry? The Rambam continues. By the way, if there are any questions, please feel free. The Rambam continues in Halacha Dalet and writes, Asur ligbo asudu mishteh be'er Shabbos mipnei kvod ha-Shabbos. It's prohibited to have a meal late in the day on Friday out of kavod of Shabbos. It's a rich sugyan arvei psachim, right? So why? I'm just skipping a few words. The Rambam writes, Kishahu kidei sheikaneis l'Shabbos kishahu misaveh le'echol. He should have an appetite, as the Gemara in Pesachim says. He should enter Shabbos with an appetite. It's not kavod to Shabbos if you go in with a full belly. We often invite Talmidim to our table, students of mine in Yerushalayim. And, you know, it's not uncommon for a Talmid to come Friday night and say, yeah, I'm offering him all sorts of nice food that my wife and I prepared. And he says, oh, you know, Rebbe, thank you so much, but, you know, I had a big shawarma in Shuk Machan Yehuda this afternoon. I'm not so hungry. I slaved over a hot stove all day long. I spent time at the store shopping, cooking and cleaning, slaving over a hot stove. We'll come in a moment to the halacha where the Rambam will say that every individual is supposed to be involved in the Shabbos preparation. So not just my wife does the cooking, but me too. And here you come and you tell me you're not hungry? Chutzpah. Alachas kama b'chava. Kadosh Baruch Hu and Shabbos. It's not nice. It's not nice to come into Shabbos and you don't want to eat because you're full already. It's fasnished. Rambam continues in Halacha. Hey, Misader Adam Shulchan Ober Shabbos. The Afal Pish Einu Tzarech El Kizayis. He has to set his table, make it nice, even though minimally the mitzvah is just to eat a kizayis of bread. But nevertheless, has to set his table as part of Kavod Shabbos again to create that atmosphere. I'm just skipping for the sake of time. The Rabban there in Halacha Hay mentions that you're supposed to also set your table on Motzei Shabbos. Kidei lekabdo b'knisaso b'yitziaso. In order to honor Shabbos when it enters and when it leaves, when you take leave of the Shabbos. Again, that's the Rabban l'shitaso. As I mentioned, Rambam says that the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is b'knisaso u'b'yitziaso, when Shabbos enters and when it leaves. And that's why according to the Rambam, Havdalah is min haTorah, it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. Again, it's a big machlokes Rishonim, a big discussion, not going to go into it now. But so if, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is when Shabbos enters and when it leaves, makes sense that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kavod is also when it enters and when it leaves, because again, according to the Rambam, Kavod and Oneg is an extension of Zachor v'Shamor, and that's what he means by that Lashon, when he writes, V'nisparshu al yidei nevi. And then the Rambam ends Halacha by writing, and this is very significant. We'll spend just a moment on this one point, because it's very important. V'yei ner doluk, the candle should be lit, v'shulchan aruch, the table should be set, Umita mitzas, the bed should be made. Shakol elu l'kavod Shabbos hain. All of these are in order to honor the Shabbos. That's interesting. There's a question by Hadlokos Ner Shabbos. If that is a mitzvah of kavod or a mitzvah of oneg. Here the Rambam brings it in his discussion of kavod. So it sounds like according to the Rambam, it's a din in kavod. In fact, he even formulates it as follows, V'ye ner doluk. In other words, it sounds like the candles should already be lit when Shabbos enters. And as we said, according to the Gra, Kavod is all about what you do before Shabbos begins in order to prepare for Shabbos. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, it's a din in Kavod. It's interesting, if you take a look at Rashi.
Isn't there such a thing as preparation of the light? You can't actually physically light on Shabbos.
Oh, okay, good.
So the preparation is covered.
Good. Okay. we'll touch. I think we'll address your point in a moment. But if you look at Rashi in Shabbos Daf Chof Hey, it's a good question. Look at Rashi Shabbos Daf Chof Hey. Rashi there seems to say that the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Excuse me, I'm still in Chanukah. Just gave a shir over Chanukah about. According to Rava says, right, Pshita Li, it's obvious to me, person has only enough money for Ner Chanukah, Ner Beso, Chanukah Lech, or Shabbos Lech, Ner Beso Adif, Mishum Shalom Beso, right? Shalom Beso. I'm still not Sugya. You'll have to excuse me. So Rashi on Shabbos Daf Chof Hey says that Shabbos candles, Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, is a din in Kavod. Tosfos there says it's Mishum Oneg. Okay, the Rambam here in Perek Lamed seems to say that Ner Shabbos is a din in Kavod. But if you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Hey, the fifth Perek, there he writes when he's discussing the mitzvah of Shabbos candles. In that context, he writes Shezeh Bichlal Oneg Shabbos. So it's a machlokas we've shown him whether Shabbos candles is a din in Kavod or a din in Oneg, and maybe according to the Rambam, it's a din in both. Lamai Nafkamina. So there are a number of Nafkaminos. One Nafkamina, and maybe this addresses your question, is what if an individual lights his Shabbos lecht before the time that one is permitted? As we know, we could take in Shabbos as early as Plag HaMincha, and light the Shabbos lecht at Plag HaMincha. But what if someone lights their Shabbos lecht before Plag HaMincha? So maybe it's not a din, says the Gra, in Kavod, but it's a din in Oneg, or a Kiyum rather. It's a Kiyum in Oneg. And so the Vilna Gaon says, if the candles last into Shabbos, and you benefit from their light, and you enjoy them, so it's a Kiyum of the mitzvah of Oneg. But says the Gra, you've missed out on Kavod, because you lit before the time, because there's a certain window with which you're supposed to honor the Shabbos.
You do the cooking Friday morning, that's cooking, you said.
Oh, so okay. So maybe this is different again, because it's a din in both, and it has to be right on this board, right on this gvul, and we'll see also from some other. It's a good question, right? I think the answer is because it's a din in both, according to the Rambam. So, in other words, if it was just Kavod, yeah, you could do it. You could do it on a Thursday. You could do it on a Wednesday, right? We do the shopping, Lekavod Shabbos Kodesh, on a Wednesday or Thursday. But if it's a din in Oneg, okay, so then it has to be on Shabbos. But for technical reasons, we can't light a fire on Shabbos. It's an Isser of Havaras Eish. So for technical reasons, it has to be done right before, right on the Gvul. I think that's the answer. Now, there's another Nafkamina. What if an individual, this is very common, halacha l'maisa, this is very relevant, an individual lights their Shabbos lecht and then goes to family or friends for Shabbos. They leave the home. So, maybe you're mekayim the mitzvah of kavod, but if you don't benefit from the candles, if you don't have any enjoyment out of them, so you've missed out on the din or on the kiyum of the mitzvah of oneg. Right? So the Mishnah Brura says that if an individual just lights the candles, yes, he has fulfilled kavod, but he hasn't been mekayim oneg. And the Mishnah Brura says that's a bracha levatala. That's a bracha levatala. Because according to the Rambam, Shabbos candles is a din both in kavod and in oneg. So you need both. There's another nafkamina that's found in the Hakdama, the introduction to the Drisha Chelek Yoredeya. The Hakdama to the Drisha Chelek Yoredeya was written by the Drisha's son, the son of the Drisha. The Drisha Prisha is the commentary on the tour of Rabbi Yoshua Folk Katz. He was born in 1555 in Krakow. He's also the author of the Sma, the Sefer Meir HaSeinayim on the Shulchan Aruch. He studied under the Ramah, under the Marshal. Among his more famous Talmidim is the Shla Kodesh. So, he was, of course, a big Talmid Chacham. He was a Chashiv Aposek, the Prisha. And he had a Chashiv wife. And his son, in the Hagdama to the Prisha, Chelek Yeredeya, Drisha of the Prisha, Chelek Yeredeya, his son so lovingly describes his mother. What a special chush of a woman she was. How she was very knowledgeable, very learned, especially in Hilchos Taras Mishpacha. She would answer shailos even. He writes that she was very pious. She spent her days learning Torah. She was an expert in Tanakh. He writes that she spent her days davening. She was the first one in shul. The first one in shul. Okay. And he brings in his akdama two chidushim of his mother. That he writes, he looked in all the svarim and he didn't find these ideas mentioned by any other poskim. The son of the Drisha writes that I didn't find these ideas in any other svarim. These are the chidushim of my mother. And they're really two critiques concerning Shabbos Lecht. So the first critique concerns Over Elias Tziyasa. And by the way, they're both concerning lighting Shabbos candles on lighting candles on Yontif. Not Shabbos candles. Lighting candles on Yontif. Two critiques concerning lighting candles on Yontif. The first critique of the wife of the Drisha is as follows. By the way, the assumption is that there's a mitzvah of kavod and oneg on Yontif as well. Now we know there's a mitzvah of simchas yontif, v'samachta b'chagecha, of course. But there's also a kiyum of kavod and oneg on yontif, which makes sense. Because if zachor v'shamor applies to yontif, which it does, we make kiddush on yontif, we don't do isurei malacha on yontif, and we learn that out from Shabbos. So if zachor v'shamor applies to yontif as well, so if kavod and oneg, as I explained at the beginning of the shiur, is an extension, according to the Rambam, of zachor v'shamor, it makes sense that kavod and oneg should also apply on yontif. And that's the assumption that he's working with in his Hagdama, that lighting candles on erev yontif is also a kiyum in kavod and oneg. And so he writes the following. The first issue that his mother raises, the first criticism or critique, has to do with over la siyasa, not so pertinent to our shiur. But he writes the following, that according to his mother, it's not good what people do, where just like they do on Erev Shabbos, they'll first light their candles, and then they'll make a bracha. Right? That's what we do on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because when you light your candles, you are taking in Shabbos. The Rishonim write that there is no greater sign that one is taking Shabbos upon himself or herself than by lighting the candles. So there's a whole discussion. You need to make a t'nai if you don't intend to take on Shabbos by lighting candles. Then you don't like that t'nai. So the wife of the Drisha was critical of those who did the same thing on Yontif, where on Yontif they would also first light the candles, cover their eyes, whatever, and then make the bracha. Because ideally, a bracha should be made over la siyasan, before performing the mitzvah. So ideally, they should first make the bracha, and then light. And on yontif, you are allowed to light, if it's the tzorech, if it's from an existing flame. Or in such a case, maybe on erev yontif, maybe you can even strike a match. That was her first criticism. The second criticism is pertinent to our topic this morning, concerning kavod and oneg, where the wife of the Drisha was critical of those who on erev yontif would light their candles after yontif already has begun. And I've seen this. This is very commonplace. The husband will come back from shul with the kids. He'll get ready to make kiddush. It's already after tseis. It's already yontif. And all of a sudden his wife says, oh, I forgot to light the yontif candles. The yontif left. Let me light right now. And she lights from a pre-existing flame, which of course is permissible. But says the wife of the Drisha, or the son is writing about his mother, she was very critical. She said, if indeed the mitzvah of candle lighting is a din both in kavod and oneg, so if you light once, yontif has begun already, you're mekayim oneg, you enjoy the light, but you're not mekayim kavod, because kavod has to be done before, at the outset. Okay, second day yontif, yom tov sheni, shalgalios, you don't have a choice, right? You can't prepare from one day to the next for other reasons, so you have to wait till seis. But the first night of yontif, a person should be careful to light candles at candlelighting time, before yontif begins, so that you're mekayim both kavod and oneg. Okay, just a slight tangent. Yes, I'm sorry? Okay, again, same thing with second day Yom Tov. You can't do it. So for technical reasons, you can't do it. But first day Yom Tov, right? You should. That's what the son of the Drisha is saying, b'shem his halige mother. Okay? Let's go back to the Rambam. That's just a slight tangent. I think it's important, and it's so relevant because I've seen it in so many homes where people will light the candles after Yontif has already started. This is not appropriate according to the wife of the Drisha. Because maybe you're Mekayim Oneg, but you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Kavod. Okay, let's go back to the Rambam. Okay, we have a few more minutes together. So we're moving quickly. And I'll, Mitzvah Hashem, I'll take questions at the end. Okay, this is very important. The Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, Afa b'sheyet Adam chashuv b'yoser. Ein darko likach dvar min hashuk. Person's very chashuv. Very chashuv individual. And he doesn't go shopping. It's not what he does. It's pasnisht. The Rambam writes, he doesn't go shopping. V'lo lisasek b'melachos shebabayis. He doesn't get involved in the household duties. He doesn't do the cooking. Nevertheless, the Rambam writes, Chayav lasos dvarim shehein letzorech ha-shabbos, begufo, shezehu kvodo. Nevertheless, an individual who may have a wife, may have children, may even have a servant, as the Chachamim in the Gemara did. So, the Rambam writes, nevertheless, an individual has to do some sort of a preparation for Shabbos, begufo, by himself, with his own body. Shezehu kvodo, because that is the kavod, that is the honor that we show Shabbos. And then it continues. Chachamim Arishona mehem, Mishayab Fatzel Eitzim Levashel Ben, among the great Chachamim, among Chazal, there were those who would chop the wood in order to be able to burn the wood, to cook the food. Umehem, Mishayab Vashel, O Molech Basar, O Godel Psilos, O Madlik Neros, there were those who cooked or salted the meat or prepared the wicks for the candles. The Gemara, of course, in Shabbos Naf Kuf Yutes, describes how Rav Safra would cook or singe the head of the animal, Erev Shabbos. Again, we can make both Shabbos. And Rava would salt the shibuta. The Gemara elsewhere says that shibuta was a fish that tasted like pork. How Chazal knew this? I don't know. I guess they relied on their Gentile neighbors. But they were involved themselves. In other words, they rolled up their sleeves. They got their hands dirty, involved in the Shabbos preparation in order to give kavod to Shabbos. And, you know, the Gemara there doesn't say that. It's a chova. The Gemara just relates it. It's a maiserat. However, the Rambam brings it down with halacha. It's good mussar. Mussar for each and every one of us. Right? To do something. Not just sit around on Erev Shabbos. Person, of course, as you know, the halacha is brought down to Shulchan Aruch. An individual is allowed to go shopping early on Erev Shabbos, even before davening. Why? Kavod Shabbos. It's obvious. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara in the second parak of Kiddushin brings this Maisarav, brings this Braisa about Rav Safra and Rav and how they themselves, Bitfodam, Huva'atzmon, were involved in the Shabbos prep. Because the Mishnah there says that one can be Mekadish and Ishali de Shaliach. Shlucho Shaladim, Moso. This is what we're all familiar with. But the Gemara asks, but wait a minute, maybe we say Mitzvah Boyos and Rabbi Shlucho. Maybe we say that it's better to do it yourself than have it done Ali de Shaliach. And so the Gemara brings, as a raya, the haraya, this maiserav about Rav Safra and Rava cooking the Shabbos food themselves in order to tell us, mitzvah boyos and mitzvah, it's better to do it yourself, do the mitzvah yourself. And the Rama brings us down, la'alacha, each and every one has to be involved to some degree in the Shabbos preparation. And the Rama continues that there were those who would go out and purchase food. Mehen mishay yotzei v'kone dvarim she'en letzorech ha-shabbos mimachel u'mashke afapi she'en darko v'kach. Where it talks about Hillel and Shammai. How they would go and purchase things the kavod Shabbos. Where it describes what their shita was in purchasing. Okay. So here, the Rambam says that a person, even though he doesn't normally go to the store during the week, but on Erev Shabbos, he should be involved in the purchasing of the food. V'chol ha-marbe b'dovar ha-rei zeh mishubach. Chol ha-marbe b'dovar zeh ha-rei zeh mishubach. The Rambam doesn't say that about every mitzvah. But here, concerning Kavod Shabbos, the Rambam says, anyone who's marbe, he should be praised. So, before we discuss Oneg, the question is obvious. In other words, what does it really matter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I had time to bathe before Shabbos, or if I put on nice, clean clothes, different clothes? to honor Shabbos. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu really care if the table is set, if the beds are made, if the candles are lit? In other words, how is that ultimately a kiyum of Zachor v'Shamor, as we said? Because as I mentioned, Kavod Noreg is an extension, according to the Rambam, of Zachor v'Shamor. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu care if I'm wearing my Shabbos suit or my weekday suit? So I'd like to answer the question with a story. Tell over about a Rebbe. A certain Rebbe was bathing for Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos. He was immersing in the mikvah. And as Shabbos goes to take the Rebbe's clothes off of the clothesline from the courtyard, and one of the Rebbe's Shabbos socks, one of his Weizakin, his white stockings, falls into the mud. And the Shabbos has a conundrum and he doesn't know what to do. Should he give the Rebbe the dirty Shabbos stocking? That's not good. That's not nice. It's pasnish. How can he give the Rebbe the dirty sock to wear? But maybe there's not enough time to wash it and dry it in time for Shabbos. So he says to himself, I'll give the Rebbe one of his weekday socks. And hopefully he won't notice. So he gives the Rebbe the weekday sock and the Rebbe gets all dressed. The Rebbe is sitting there quietly, pensively, in deep meditation, like the Gemara describes, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, and Daf Chof Hei, Kemalach Hashem Tzvakos. And the Rebbe looks at his Shabbos and says, you know, I feel Shabbos in my entire body, except my left foot. The mitzvah of Kavod is for us. Does it really matter to Kodesh Baruch Hu if I'm wearing my weekday tie or my Shabbos tie? Answer is, it's for us because I feel differently when I put on my Shabbos clothing. I feel differently when I walk into the home after shul and the table is set and the candles are lit and there's that smell of Shabbos in the air. It creates an environment. I can feel the warmth of the Shabbos. The beauty, the magic, the majesty, and that's what the mitzvah of Kavod is all about. When my children, you could ask, you know, do I really need to give my kids a bath? It's always a fight who's going to take the shower first. And all right, we have six children and only one shower. So, it's something very special when, you know, I'm usually still working on my shir. So I usually haven't had a chance to bathe yet or get dressed. But my children come down, my little girls come down from their rooms, and they're bathed for Shabbos, and they're dressed for Shabbos, and they want to show me their nice Shabbos dress. And I give them a kiss on their head, and their hair smells nice and clean. It creates that atmosphere, that environment that we've all experienced, that we've all felt. That's the mitzvah of Kavod. The Rambam continues, and just for the sake of time, I'm going to summarize. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time. I still have to give another shiur this morning before I take the train back to London. But the Rambam asks, Ezu Oneg, what is Oneg? And gets into very real detail about the food of Shabbos. How one has to prepare it, what types of food, and if it's a wealthy individual that's used to eating the finest of foods the whole week, he should still have a special dish for Shabbos in order to enjoy something special. Save something special for Shabbos, even though he eats steak the whole week. But have something special for Shabbos. And the Rambam really talks about it. Fatty meats and spiced wines, free meals, really waxes poetic on the gashmius. And the Rambam continues, it says it's prohibited to fast and to cry out, bakashos, etc. Now, it's prohibited to fast on Shabbos because we have the mitzvah of Oneg to enjoy, to delight, to have free meals. However, for a Tanis Chalon, we make an exception. Why? Because for that individual who is so disturbed by what he saw in his dream, that's his own egg. In other words, it would be difficult for him to eat. He doesn't want to eat. So for the individual who has to fast the Tanis Chalom, that's called an own egg by him. That's his own egg. Now, we also give him a knas. We make him be mashal. We have him have another fast for the pagam on the kavod and own egg of Shabbos for not eating. Right? But at least for this Shabbos, we allow him to fast, because for him, that's called Oneg. And the Rambam continues that Tashmish Hamita is Meoneg Shabbos. It's a special intimacy between husband and wife. That's also a kiyum in Oneg Shabbos. So the question here also is very simple. Why the emphasis on the gashmius, on the physicality? Shabbos is a holy day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it should be observed in a spiritual way. Why the emphasis on meat and drink and food and even Tashmish Hamita? By the way, the Yerushalmi says that taking a nap, taking a shluf, as I mentioned at the outset of the shir, is also a keel of oneg. Yerushalmi says, how does one delight in the Shabbos? Yerushalmi says, for one, it's Talmud Torah, it's learning Torah. For another, it's Shena, it's sleep. So, a simple reading would be that for the Talmud Chochum, right? Of course, what is his oneg Shabbos? Learning a block Gemara, that gives him oneg. And for the Balabus, so, you know, what's his oneg? Taking a nice shluf on Shabbos. The Rishonim say, no, put the carrot. That the Talmud Chacham, who toils in Torah the whole week, so he's allowed to take a shluf on Shabbos afternoon. Magdielo, he deserves it. He's been working in Torah, toiling in Torah the whole week. He's tired, so you know he deserves a rest. But the Balabus, who has to work the whole week, dafka his oneg Shabbos is that blot of Gemara. Interesting. There he's shown him flip that Yerushalmi on its head. But why the emphasis on giving pleasure to the goof, the food, the drink, the meals, Tashmish Amita, sleeping, says the Yerushalmi, the Rambam doesn't bring that down, but the Yerushalmi says sleep. Why the emphasis on the Gashmias? So this too, I'd like to answer with a Chassidish Shemaisa, really more of a mushel than a story. The Baal Shem Tov brings down a mushel about a prince who had been exiled from the kingdom. The prince is exiled from the kingdom, but he hears after some time that the king, his father, has sent a delegation to come and rescue him. And he's Molei Simcha, and he wants to celebrate, and he wants to sing, and he wants to dance. But he realizes that if he sings and dances and celebrates, his captors will be on to him. They'll realize that the king is coming for him, and it will foil the plan. What does he do? He purchases the finest meat, the finest wine, and he makes a banquet. Now, how he makes a feast for his captors, I don't know, but I learned long ago in yeshiva, you can't ask a shayla or a kasha on a chassidus shavuot. But he makes a feast for his captors, and they eat, and they drink, and of course they get drunk, and he hires a fiddler to play, and they begin to dance. And then, oh, all of a sudden, the prince can express his simcha. He can sing, he can dance, he can celebrate. The Baal Shem Tov explains, that's the neshama of the Jew. The neshama of the Yid on Shabbos wants to sing, wants to praise Hashem. But unfortunately, sometimes the goof gets in the way. The gashmias gets in the way. So we give the body a little gashmias, some food, some drink to pacify him, so that his neshama can sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the inyan of Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is about, again, creating that environment. Creating that warmth, that beauty. I mean, how beautiful is it when we come together with our families and friends on Shabbos for a seuda, or on Yontif for a seuda? How beautiful is it? Right? Think about, you know, some of our greatest memories in life. There's something very magical that happens around the Shabbos table, if done right. How do we experience, create that sense of beauty and magic and majesty on Shabbos? It's the mitzvos of kavod and oneg. Thank you. Take any questions.